Welcome back. This is hour number three of the Bill Kelly Show on 980 CFPL and 900 CHML. My name's Rick Samprin, in for Bill today. Bill is back on Monday, still to come in about half an hour's time. It is Friday. That means Tech Talk with Adam Oldfield from FPM3. We'll get the latest, greatest, and what's happening in the world of technology and gadgets. So stay tuned. The big question that football fans are asking in this country is, will there be a CFL season? Ticats fans, Rough Riders fans, if you're fans of the Argos or the Lions or the Alouettes or the Riders or the Edmonton football team, the Stamps, the Red Blacks, you have a hunger, you have a thirst, you want three down football to reconvene this year. What are the chances? Well, we're going to ask the guy who I think has maybe some of the answers, because they're still figuring things out here in 2021, and that is CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi, and he joins us now. Randy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, Rick. Good morning. Hey, Rick, it's great to be with you. I'm just going to give you a little fair warning. My youngest daughter is puppy raising a chocolate lab, an autism support dog.
Wow.
And occasionally he likes to have a word in these interviews as well. So if he joins us with an occasional bark, then you and your listeners will know who's speaking.
That's fine. We will appreciate his input. You recently promised that football will be played this year. Fans across this great country are asking, will it happen? What's the likelihood that a season in 2021 starts and ends as it should?
Well, Rick, I'm personally very confident that we're gonna get back on the field this year. Look, it's obviously been a very difficult, right around now, just about 12 months, the entire world went into this tailspin caused by the COVID crisis. But we've been working really hard, nine teams, nine governors, nine team presidents, all, doing everything they can. We're talking with the Player Association, how to make all of this work. Rick, the word a guarantee is difficult, but I feel very, very good today that we're on track to play football this year.
I guess one of the questions that many people have is, how is it going to be done? And I think first off the mark is, do you absolutely need government funding, whether it's a repayable loan or however that is going to work out financially? Does the league need a partnership with the government to make this season happen?
Well, Rick, the answer is we're having conversations in a lot of different areas, all designed to help us set up the right environment to play. Some of the answer lies in what happens with the vaccine rollout and how quickly does that happen, because we all know that the sooner that we get vaccinated, the more likely it is that the provincial health authorities will let fans into our stands. So, we're talking to parties across all fronts right now, all stakeholder groups, and Rick, we're just committed to finding a way to get it done. So I don't want this year's decision to hinge on any one thing, so that's why we're looking at everything.
There are, probably more than a dozen factors at play here. If there's no fans in the stands and there's no government funding, can it work financially?
Well, it's certainly very difficult if you can't have fans in the stands. And, that raises the question, is that, are we talking about 2 or 3 weeks of games without fans, or are we talking the entire season? And that's why, Rick, we're looking at this, I think you may have actually, introduced this during your opening. It's all about contingency planning, right? So we're looking at every possible scenario. We're figuring out how do we make it work. We're talking to key stakeholder groups about what they can do to help us. We're talking to the players about a return to play strategy from health and safety. We're talking to the players about how we work together. And so all I know is that we're not going to let any one single issue stand in our way. We want to plan for every possibility. And just, again, the commitment is to do everything possible to make sure that we have a great and full CFL season.
A lot obviously has to happen before the ball is kicked off here in 2021, and you just mentioned one of those aspects, the return to play protocol. The league and the Players Association hammering out some of those details. What's the update on that front?
Yeah, it's been really good. You know, this is an area that I think we would say there's been a tremendous cooperative spirit between the players and the league. You know, looking at all of the issues, obviously, there's so much common ground here. Number one is, how do you keep everybody safe and healthy, right? Nobody wants anyone to get sick. So, you know, again, tremendous positive discussion between the league and the players, and we've had some, real positive input from, healthcare experts who are guiding us. And the process to get to a plan that everyone supports, that we're all fully behind. So that has been an especially strong part of this winter's work.
We're chatting about the likelihood of a 2020 CFL season here on The Bill Kelly Show on 980 CFPL London, 900 CHML Hamilton. Rick Samprin in for Bill, and our guest is CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi. I know there was some talk about a bubble format in Winnipeg at some point last year. The plan, as I see it right now, is that teams are going to be playing in their own stadiums, and there's not going to be a bubble format in one city. That would mean that the league will need approvals from various governments. When do you hope to get those?
Yeah, so that's been part of the discussion, and the advice that we're getting from our experts is you want to go, like, it's, you know, I guess it's that old expression, Rick, you get one chance to make a great first impression. So the idea is to do all the build-up work, have the plan really buttoned down and test it and retest it, and then take it to the provinces. So there's a schedule that's been laid out, again, ongoing discussions daily, weekly with our teams about how we're going to do this and make sure that we're being very, very methodical, Rick. So, yeah, there's a full plan. It's just about ready to go and to hit prime time, and we'll start talking to the provinces in the very near future. And you know, we expect, Rick, because we've done so much good work, that those conversations will be very constructive.
Because this isn't the first kick at the can, so to speak, I mean, you guys were in this position last year asking the government for some help. What did you learn from that experience that will help you this time around?
Well, you know, I think in part, the conversations we've been having with all levels of government, we're just keeping a very low profile. It's very low key, very, very pragmatic, very, you know, very thought. I think I'd hope everyone would characterize them as thoughtful. Look, when we were there last year, excuse me, Rick, we were obviously in right in these earliest days of the COVID crisis, and we were all spinning from the fact that we were all seeing something we had never seen in our lifetimes, thank goodness, and we hope we'll never see again. You know, I think if nothing else, there's a certain level of calm to the process. We obviously understand better the effects this is having. We're not so much speculating on the effects it's having. We can actually demonstrate very real impacts that it's had. We have a much better handle today on, I'll give you an example, on the costs of all the testing protocols. You know, last year we were still trying to figure out how that might work. Now we're talking to, other leagues about what it's cost them for testing and how often are they testing. So the truth is that we are just far better. We're far better educated now. And as I say, I think the best thing I would say is there's just a certain calmness and thoughtfulness to this process that I think is helping us.
In doing that research, the cost of testing, have those numbers blown you away? Are you surprised either way?
Oh, they blow you away. I mean, it's, each team, based on our current plan, will face a very large number as it relates to costs for, all of the testing protocols and all the basic safety and healthcare protocols. Yeah, but that's, we're doing the work because when we talk with government, we want to have a very clear and very transparent message to send about what those economic impacts are going to be on us. But yeah, the numbers the number is per team is very large, and but again, we're just trying to figure everything out, Rick. And you know, the goal is quite simple. Let's get back on the field. Let's get our players back on the field. Let's get our we're hoping there are fans back in the stands, and let's play some football and have fun, as the CFL has brought an entertainment and enjoyment to this country for decades.
My curiosity factor is getting the best of me. When you say large, are we talking a million per team, two, five, more or less?
Well, you're in the right neighborhood. Okay. Let's say that. When you start with that number, it's definitely a seven-figure issue per team, and a little north of there, to be honest. But, you know, it's the reality of this moment in time that in order to based on what we know today and what we're hearing from governments and the other leagues about what the governments are looking for, yeah, Rick, it's a seven-figure plus investment if you want to get back on the field.
We're chatting with CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi here on The Bill Kelly Show on 980 CFPL, 900 CHML. Rick, in for Bill. We have a couple more minutes with the commissioner. And you mentioned contingency plans. Are you looking at everything really under the sun, from a reduced schedule, maybe an additional week before the playoffs if teams miss games, points percentage? Is all of that on the table?
Yeah, you know, Rick, the way we've come at it, it's a great question, by the way. And the way we've come at it is the notion of maximum flexibility. Right now, we are going to kick off on June the 10th, and have our Grey Cup game on November 21st at Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton. That's the plan. And what we're doing is just thinking about everything through the lens of maximum flexibility. So the closer we get to June the 10th, the closer we get to the start of training camp dates, we're going to be able to take into account what we're hearing, what governments are telling us, what healthcare authorities are allowing, and then we're going to be ready to adjust and adapt at a moment's notice. And again, the concept we've all embraced is maximum flexibility. We need to be able to adjust on the fly, but for today, we want to see fans in the stands and CFL players on the field for the kickoff of the season on June the 10th.
It's been reported that the CFL lost between $60 and $80 million by not playing last year. That's a heck of a lot of money. How are the owners feeling? What kind of input and feedback are you getting from them entering 2021?
Well, it was obviously, in addition to a tremendous financial hit to the teams last year, there was a strong emotional hit, Rick, that we can't deny. And I know it was felt by our players, and we are, talking to the players, and we know that it had a negative effect on that. It certainly had an effect on our fans. It had an effect on our corporate sponsors and corporate partners as well. But it also had an effect on our owners, right? They've all made a big investment. We all only have to look at the caretaker in Hamilton, Bob Young, to the commitment he's made to the Hamilton community and all that he's done. I think he had every right to be affected or feel affected by this. But you know, the thing I've been so impressed by, Rick, is just the positive spirit of the group, and they've been very supportive of this planning process, very, very supportive of a focus on the return to play strategy for 21, and I just give them full marks for, their perseverance and the positive spirit they bring to all of our discussions. So, you know, I think like everyone else, Canadians, Rick, your family, mine, Canadians from, all four corners of Canada have at some point just wished this whole thing would go away. I don't think anyone is immune from that feeling. But the governors have certainly held up their end, and they have been incredibly supportive.
I know you're looking at 2021 through a positive lens, and as a commissioner, that's how you got to go about things. But do you allow yourself sometimes to think about the what-ifs? What if it doesn't work?
Well, I think it'd be disingenuous to you, Rick, and your listeners to suggest that you don't have the odd moment where you cringe at the thought of what if. But you know what? The response to that is you still got to get up in the morning, and you have to face the opportunity that has come with this. So, Rick, one of the things we've done is we've gone and done a full review of our business model and our cost model, and we've made some tremendous improvements in our business operation strategy. So that's a really positive thing. We're talking about our revenue strategy and making sure we're all the teams are supporting each other so that ultimately we can have a strong league. And then, frankly, we're talking to groups around the world about what have they done. Look, I'm hearing this from business contacts of mine in every industry. Everyone's using this to really think about how do you reset your business for the future? What have you learned as a result of the COVID crisis? How can you make your business stronger? How do you make it bigger? Are there opportunities that maybe weren't obvious before that may emerge now and help to take this game we love to a new level? So, you know, in all things, there's a reason to feel melancholy. But I find myself is just very quickly rebounding and thinking about all the positive things that we can aspire to do. And, you know, Rick, if I had to choose, I just would choose to operate through that positive lens. Because frankly, it makes you feel better. And secondly, I think there's a bright future for football in Canada, and it's our duty and responsibility to go find it.
Wish we had a bunch more time, but we don't. I will say this, as a fan of the league, I hope it all works out, and we'd really want to see football back, not only in Hamilton, but across the country. Commissioner Ambrosi, thank you for the time today, and best of luck going forward. I know there's going to be some heavy lifting in the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, thanks, Rick, and best wishes to you and your family and all your listeners and their families. We're going to get through this together, and hey, I'll see everyone on November 21st at Tim Hortons Field for Grey Cup.
We're crossing our fingers. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. Bye for now.
That is CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi, and he's remaining positive. They're getting their ducks in a row. Fingers crossed that 2021 in the CFL happens. When we come back, Tech Talk is on the other side of the break. Latest, greatest in gadgetry and technology. That's coming up next here on The Bill Kelly Show, 980 CFPL and 900 CHML.